Nolte, Abigail Spenberger has worse Virginia governor favorability of 21st century. By John Nolte on April 6, 2026. Virginia Governor Abigail Spenberger ran as a moderate Democrat, has since governed as a far leftist, and now has the worst favorability rating of any Virginia governor of the 21st century at this same point in their term, which is 80 days. The honeymoon is already over. Already, Spenberger is nearly upside down on approval, something that did not happen to a single one of her eight predecessors after only 80 days in office. The Washington Post Chart School poll asked 1,100 registered Virginia voters if they approved or disapproved of the way Spenberger is doing her job. Only 47% approved, while 46% disapproved. That puts her favorability rating at a sorry plus one. At this same time in his term, Spanberger's immediate predecessor, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin, was at plus 15, with a 54% approval rating and 39% disapproval rating. In fact, other than Democrat Ralph Northam, every 21st century Virginia governor enjoyed an approval rating of over 50% 80 days in. Northam sat at just 48% approval, but his overall favorability rating was a healthy plus 9 because his disapproval rating was only 37%. Virginia has had so many governors over 25 years due to a state term limit that allows a governor to serve only one consecutive term. What's especially interesting about Spenberger already finding herself in a polling ditch is that she won in a landslide last November, 57.5% to 42.3% over her Republican opponent, then Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earlsayers. That's a 15.2-point difference. Again, though, Spenberger ran as a moderate, then once in office pulled the bait and switch we all knew she would by governing far, far, far to the left. As governor, all moderation ceased. Once in office, she immediately refused to cooperate with ICE. She signed an executive order ending mandatory minimum sentencing for violent crimes like rape, manslaughter, and assaulting a police officer. She and her fellow Democrats in the legislature are raising taxes. She's embraced DEI as all areas of government. Then there's all the gun grabbing. Most of all, Spenberger has pushed to disenfranchise Republicans with an outrageous redistricting plan that would take a purple state with 6 Democrat districts and 5 Republican districts, and turn it into a state with 10 Democrat districts and 1 Republican district. It's hard to feel sorry for Virginia. Throughout the campaign, it was blatantly obvious, despite her pragmatic talk, that Spenberger was a radical leftist. Plus, Democrats always do this. They run as moderate Republicans then govern as Joseph Stalin. And now a whole lot of Virginians have buyer's remorse when they were happy with Glenn Youngkin and could have enjoyed 4 more years of that under his lieutenant governor, Earlsayers. No, Earlsayers did not run a great campaign, but the record of both women was perfectly clear. Virginia screwed up and now Virginia knows it screwed up. Hell, Virginia voters even handed the legislature to Democrats, which had been the only check on previous Democrat governors. Dumb, dumb, dumb. And now the state that gave us George Washington and Thomas Jefferson has 4 years of leftist authoritarianism coming.